This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy to be along to enthrall and entertain you on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen's Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner here to rock you to your soul. Right? Let's get to the bottom line of what's big, what's important, conversations about what's mattering in the world. Is that a word? Can I put it in a verbal sense like that? What's mattering? What does matter is mattering.
What matters.
Right. So the 17th annual Youth Turkey Calling Contest was held. Okay. This is something goes on in Vermont every year. There's a camp that teaches youngsters of various age groups to perform a specific set of calls using handmade turkey callers, or sometimes they listen to how a turkey really sounds and then they try to mimic it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what they hear in order to learn what the turkey call is supposed to sound like. Here are the turkey calls from the turkeys that they hear.
Sounds like some foul language. Sorry.
That's very good, Jay.
That's fabulous.
No, that was fabulous. Actually, that was fabulous. Okay. So that's what the teacher plays for them, the audio, so that the youngsters, most of them are 14 to 18 years of age. They get to listen to this, and then they try to score in a competition. And how well they perform, obviously, how good, how well they get the clucks and the purrs and the whatever it is, the yelp. So here are some of the winners in the annual turkey calling contest. Pretty good, huh?
That's a human?
Yeah.
Whoa.
This guy's name is Josh Grossenbacher, I believe is how you pronounce his name. This
yes.
is in 2015.
Uh-huh. They have this every year, and so they all sound pretty much alike in a manner of speaking. So they have winners that are in the teenage category and then younger, 8 to 10-year-olds, who won. Sawyer Sheldon of Dorset, Vermont, won first place there. But I thought you ought to be up on what the latest is in turkey calls, so that's what they sound like. If you have an opportunity near you to get into a turkey calling contest, that's what you should do.
I definitely would have thought that this would be something that would happen in November.
Mm, really? Yeah.
Have you heard the
no.
husband calling contest that some
no.
some like what is it, fairs or festivals do or whatever? And
yeah.
then women will get up there and just do kind of like a turkey call or whatever. Like they're calling
the
whatever
mate.
Other animal, and they yeah. will use their husband's name. And they'll do husband calling contests.
Doggy, quack, quack, quack. Right? Quack, quack, quack. There ought to be a duck calling contest as well. All right, well, I think we've taken care of that moment in time. Now it's time for us to focus on women and women in the news. The Pope has made a very interesting call. Some say he's made history by allowing women to vote in bishops' meetings. As you know, the Catholic Church, among the most sexist organizations in the world, not just in our country, but around the world, are run by men for the benefit of men. It's all about men. Well, the impact, the environment of having women more involved, it's an increasing problem for the Catholic Church. So anyway, the business of women, the bishops' meetings, there are all kinds of ways in which the you know, it's not just these days men when the Pope is around and visiting various places, there have been questions about gender equality in the Catholic Church. People are not afraid anymore. It was deemed irrespectful. It's not the word. It's not respectful, but what's the...
Disrespectful.
Thank you. Disrespectful to question the Pope about anything, right? In the church, he's the decision maker. Remember when George Bush used to say, I'm the decider? Well, in the Catholic Church, the Pope is the decider. So there are a lot of people who say, whoops, wait a minute, this is just symbolic. It seems to have some interesting implications for the role of women in the church. By granting women the right to vote, the Pope is basically signaling that he recognizes their importance and contributions to the church. And why shouldn't he? How do you have men without women? Right? I mean, that's the simple, most basic thing. There are no men if there are no women. Duh. So how is it that this has happened? This is a perfect, I think the Catholic Church is, and people always are taking shots at me because they consider this to be bashing the Catholic Church. I'm not bashing it, I'm just telling you a story that is, or telling you what's going on, because I find it interesting in the world that the Catholic Church and many religions are out of touch with what reality is. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's like an oasis to go someplace and be away from the noise of the maddening crowd, if you will, and we all look toward, you know, it has been the case until the Spotlight team in the Boston Globe went after Cardinal Law and all the bishops and priests and people involved in the scandal, and so it just changed people's thoughts. But if you're really a true believer in Catholicism, it's hard for you to go to get away from, you know, the fact that this is... You know, the one true church, so they say.
Yeah, and also a lot of religions across the board, too, there's a little bit of a fear that is instilled in us as children.
More than a little bit.
Question.
Yeah, authority.
Yeah, to question religion is to question God himself. Mm-hmm. And right. That's, you know, that's a scary thing when you're a child. Yeah. And a lot of times it kind of just follows you into adulthood.
Yeah, the Pope is God's representative, supposedly, on Earth, which is... Okay, you want to believe that? That's great. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I think that everybody is God's representative. I do believe it feels right to me to think that we are created in the image of some greater being, whatever that being is. You know, there's that stuff that you can see from early translations of the Bible, pictures of God. He said he created man in his image. Whether God is a he or a she, I don't know that it's either, frankly. I don't know that we really ever could understand what that energy is that is, I refer to it as infinite intelligence, but whatever it is, you know, it's just a generational thing. You started to say something.
No, I was just going to say, and then there's the controversial conversation, too, of the Bible in any form for any religion was written by man. So it's, you know.
Right. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John tell the same story four times in four different ways. It's like people watching a car accident on the corner of the street. 10 people, 10 different versions of the car crash. That's the way it is. So, anyway, the situation with women having the right to vote in bishops' meetings is, you know, who even knew that women were allowed to go into the bishops' meetings? I get too much into the weeds here. I just find it, I'm happy to see that this sort of begins a new era of progress. And maybe because we're all about inclusivity these days, right? In politics and school and life, bring everybody in. So maybe this is the first baby step for the church. You figure it out on your own. Help yourself. Comment, certainly. Social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. On Twitter, Good Day On Air, and certainly 855-999-DUG. It's a way for you to connect with us as well. We have a lot of things in the download, by the way. Boy, there's one of the things that I love about doing this program, not only does it keep me sharp and hopefully keeps you sharp, but and Jay has a great way of finding a lot of stories that are things that would tweak your interest that you wouldn't hear discussed most anywhere else, but they're important. Like the story of the toddler that wandered near the electrified train track that we talked about the other day. The story of the unlicensed teenager causing the head-on crash with the school bus. You know, those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world do these things happen? The focus on Joe Manchin. Is he going to run for president? The dust storm that caused the fatal pileup in Illinois. Well, there's still ramifications of that. Our discussion about artificial intelligence. Jack Stockwell talking about the benefits of things like evening primrose oil, healthy fats, that kind of stuff. Where do you get that variety? Michael J. Fox, we talk about on a recent Good Day download, and his Parkinson's disease. The lady whose life was saved by a 12-year-old, she was, right?
Her son, while they were just doing chores.
Yeah, right, exactly. So all of these things, every day we're here for you. It's good that we have the ability to connect with you, and you can get more of the program all day, every day. GoodDayShow.com is where you get not only the download, but you get the continuation of the program. It's kind of like at the end of Bill Maher's program. He says we're going into, what does he call it? They go into YouTube, and it's after hours or something. But you get the same discussion, just a little more in-depth. But that's kind of what we're about here. I think this is like vitamin for your head. We all talk about, with Jack and with Ken, how important vitamins and minerals are to your life. I wonder, by the way, as an aside, how many people actually really take vitamins and minerals? Do you really focus on it? Do you know what your body needs?
Mm-hmm.
And you put, like, vitamin D is something that most all of us need more of, and yet few of us heed the signs.
And the vitamin D that's in multivitamins is not enough.
No. Nowhere near enough. 42% of Americans, just 42% of Americans have enough vitamin D, and that's really what makes the calcium work, all kinds of things. So, come on, folks. Do right by your body and your life. Check out what there is that will help you live a longer and happier and healthier life, please. Can't afford to lose any listeners. It's 18 after the hour.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
C Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, social media time, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the pros, the pro parts people. How about that for an alliteration? Say that fast 100 times. Pro parts people. Yeah, okay. At O'Reilly Auto Parts. Doug's feeling silly, which is okay. Happy birthday today to these listeners of the Doug Steffen Good Day program who check in on social media from time to time. Bob Bruno, Brenda Sobolowski, Pamela Garahan, Adam Hunt, among others. Happy birthday to you. Let's see. Today's the third. Oh, Jennifer Spitz's birthday is today as well. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Right? Do you think that's enough? Is that enough happy birthday wishes?
Well, there's only, what, five more words? One more.
Happy birthday to you. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Done. Okay. So, Jay's posted on Good Day Facebook page. The turkey calling contest. Okay, so I take back what I said to you a few minutes ago, James. Get this, there's a husband calling contest that Jay has found, and we have some audio. This is from one of the good old-fashioned husband calling contests that apparently take place around the world. I'm looking at some of the comments already from some of the people. I guess it's whatever works. How do you get your husband back? Here you go. You got that, James? Let's play a little of this. Okay,
here's the... I don't want to be late. Bob, hurry, hurry. Bob, Robert, Dean. Yoo-hoo, King. Please. Yoo-hoo, Kung-hoo. The clock says...
Sounds like Roseanne Barr, doesn't it?
Can you hear me? You get yourself in here right now.
Right.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're going to be late again, and you know that I want to get there on time. Roy! Roy, 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 Roy!
All right, okay, enough of that. My eardrums are in there. Foolish.
Some of those are so shrill.
Silly. All right. Yeah, shrill is the right word for it. Thank you. I posted yesterday a picture of my darling and the charming Daisy, who is with me everywhere. And so there were people who wanted to comment as I referred to her as one of the brightest spots in my life. Donna says, yeah. And that's really kind of, most people who have dogs and pets will just say yes. Ingrid says she's precious and sweet. I enjoy her looking up to the camera. She's really a hamburger. When the camera's around, she's looking at the lens. She looks at the lens, right? Yeah.
She knows. She's ready for her close-up.
She has a very sweet face. Okay. And Ingrid seemed to be all into this, right? Maybe we should have a contest for dogs. This is something people always like. Anything that has dogs or animals in it. So maybe, I don't remember, didn't we do, we may have done this a couple of years ago, have people send in pictures of their dogs just so we can look and be sweet?
Yeah, we've done it without any contest involved. Just, hey, let's have some happiness on social media. Show us your pets. Show us your fur babies.
Right. All right, Teacher Appreciation Day is among us, and people are referring to some of the teachers they had. Let's see. Lori says, Mrs. Robinson, my third grade and fourth grade teacher. Only time in my life I felt noticed and acknowledged by a teacher. I felt like a teacher's pet. How many of us were that? I think I was a teacher's pet to a point. I love school, and the teachers were always happy to have folks that, kids in school that really love being in school.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy that day as well today. It's now 28 after the hour.
Membership has its privileges. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Are you a AAA member? Nice to have, just in case, but think beyond breakdowns and dead batteries. At AAA.com, you can peruse discounts on tickets to concerts, games, and movies and amusement parks, including Disney World and Universal. When you book a hotel room, look for a special rate. And keep scrolling for Office Max and Office Depot and Omaha Steaks, and lots of restaurants have member discounts too. Ditto AARP, whose members also find air travel and cruise deals and tour packages. It won't take long to recoup your $16 annual dues. And while the American Association of Retired Persons is dedicated to people over 50, there is no minimum age to join. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Hey, you know what I don't get? Why is that company always telling you to just do what? What is it? To just look like everybody else? Or maybe just pay way too much for your shoes? Well, Skechers, we know what we want you to do. Just slip in. That's right. Just slip in to do hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Why? Because slip-ins are the easiest, most comfortable shoes ever. You don't have to bend down to put them on. You don't even have to touch them. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The manhunt in Atlanta, Georgia is over. After a nearly 8-hour search, authorities captured the man accused of opening fire in a Midtown Atlanta medical building yesterday and killing 38-year-old Amy St. Pierre and wounding four others. Pierre was working at the Atlanta-based CDC. The wounded were sent to a nearby Atlanta hospital, three of them arriving in critical condition. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens.
I am pleased to share with you that thanks to our strong partnership with Cobb County Police Department, law enforcement have taken the suspect into custody.
The suspected gunman is 24-year-old Dion Patterson. Prosecutors have announced three teens accused of killing a 20-year-old woman while throwing large rocks at passing cars in the West Denver, Colorado area have been charged with murder and other crimes. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Good day,
Karen.
It's going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
Okay, 34 at the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The nice news today, the results are in for the Nature Challenge, which took place this past weekend. This is an annual weekend event asking urban residents around the world to document the flora and the fauna that they spot in their cities and upload sightings of new things. Like here, I would take a picture of the lilacs that are just coming out. My favorite flowers. Love the smell of lilacs. And I have white lilacs here on the farm and purple lilacs. Do you have any lilacs around there where you are?
Not near us, but I know. Oh, they are so beautiful. So
fabulous.
Fragrant.
So this year, 1,557,673 people sent in their observations of 49,000 different species in 65,272 different ways. And the winning locale for variety in nature is La Paz, Bolivia. Wow, that's interesting. Cape Town, South Africa was second. Dallas-Fort Worth, James, was third. I wonder what the heck, what is unusual or what's liable to be blooming in Dallas right now that would be unique and would have caught the attention of all these people. What do you observe? Let's see if how well he observes, Jay. The things that are growing, that are different, that are floral, that are pleasant to, the fragrance is pleasant to smell, that sort of thing.
Yeah, where I'm at, we don't get a whole lot of flowers. We get those, what are those flowers that that you blow on it and like all the...
Dandelions?
Yeah, dandelions.
That's
yeah.
a weed.
Is it a weed? Oh, well, weed. That shows how much I know about botany.
Sorry, I asked.
So much fun. They are fun. If you take one...
You can eat them. People eat them. They dig them up and eat them like
carrots.
Yeah,
they're one of the edible flowers. Mm-hmm.
What do they taste like?
A little bit like carrots.
I guess I'll have to find out.
Maybe they taste like chicken. I'm not sure.
Well,
it's been a long time since I had one.
I'll figure it out, and then I'll come on tomorrow, and I'll let you know.
That'd be perfect.
There's a tree that I love the trees that have the flowers all over them before the leaves really come out. And there's this one tree, we had it in our yard at our former house, and it was the most beautiful tree I've ever seen in my life. However, when those flowers fall right before the leaves start coming out, it smells like rotting carcass. It is the most intrusive, aggressive smell I have ever smelled from anything like that in my life. And I still cannot, to this day, figure out exactly what type of tree it is.
All right, let's talk about artificial intelligence, which is becoming my new, not favorite, but probably most visited item, topic, if you will. I'm not a big fan of AI, but I did find something, Jay, that is basically a tool that's going to be used by the big hospitals like Cleveland Clinic, where you are, and Mayo, Mayo Clinic, and Mass General, and wherever the big hospitals are, that can afford this new tool that identifies lung cancer more accurately and earlier than any other traditional test. So as we get concerned about artificial intelligence, there will be applications that will be good. And so in this circumstance, this certainly would be at the forefront of medical innovation. Some of the people that are the scientists that put this together, testing out the use of this to help in early cancer detection, what they're trying to do is this, I'm looking at this study, is not only use it for lung cancer, but figure out how to figure out the tumor structure in other parts of your body. Like there are two or three really aggressive tumors. Pancreatic cancer kills people really fast. And so apparently the early stages are being used, but has big potential because it can actually identify where a cancer would develop in the future.
Oh,
which
that's
is
amazing.
Kind of, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, because a lot of times the beginning stages, the symptoms mimic so many other ailments that we already experience additionally while we age. And that's why so many people are they're being diagnosed at later stages anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I thought that there was kind of I just think that kind of stuff is worth its weight in gold, frankly. All right, the extinct species. I go down this path because I find sometimes it to be ridiculous. So bear with me whether you think this is ridiculous or not. Who would have thought that the snail population is becoming extinct? There are a lot of I've seen a lot of snails. I don't go looking for snails.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a particular snail that is, even that word, right? Say snail.
Snail.
Escargot. Well, that's, if you like to eat them, I guess that's what that is. So anyway, there's a Polynesian tree snail that has neared extinction. And so, I don't know who it was, somebody came up, and I think it was in the London Zoo, they came up with a batch of new snails. They bred these snails. How do you even breed a snail? I understand how you can breed a dog or breed a cow, but I'm not sure I understand how you breed a snail. At any rate, probably not. I may be asking too many impertinent or useless questions. So anyway, the London Zoo came up with five. They created or they bred 5,000 new snails there and at other zoos around the world. And they have brought them to their natural habitat so as to save this particular type of snail. It's been reintroduced into the wild in these areas of mostly in Polynesia and places down Indonesia, those places down in Asia, Southeast Asia. So if you're big into that, help yourself. The city of Philadelphia is reporting this week that their plastic bag ban has prevented 200 million bags from being used and ending up in landfills in the last year. 200 million bags, plastic bags. That's a start.
That's great, yeah.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. That's fantastic.
Yeah. If you're into that sort of thing. I'm not.
But I see a lot of places that will do not only, well, they'll do away with the plastic bags or any kind of bagging. And if you need a bag or you want a bag, you have to purchase a reusable bag.
Yeah, 10 cents.
Yeah, and if you don't want to buy a new bag or if you don't want to have to buy a bag, then that's definitely enough to give you the initiative to bring your own bags.
Yeah. See, I like the paper bags because I use them to line my rubbish barrels. I don't like the plastic. Actually, the plastic bags that are used to, you can go buy a roll of those plastic bags, put in your trash bag. But those are not good for the environment, number one, and they're more expensive than 10 cents a bag if you price them out. So why would you use them? I don't use them. I use the paper bags. The royal family, the focus on Buckingham Palace and the king being crowned this weekend. Apparently, there's a big party going on already because Prince William and Kate, their daughter Charlotte, wasn't she? She's the one who got the title. Weren't we talking about that yesterday?
Well,
the day
she will.
Before?
So they changed. Yeah, they changed the rule so that once the time comes for her to have that title, the Duchess of Edinburgh, then she will. Right now, she doesn't, but the law has changed that she will get it.
Huh. Okay. So that's. And they're her birthday.
She just had her birthday, yes, yeah.
Right.
And then Archie's birthday is, I think, the same day as the coronation.
Is it? Oh, happy birthday to you.
There's been a lot of, I guess maybe uproar in a way. So with King Charles and then Queen Consort Camilla, with the invitations that have now been, well, they've already gone out, but they've now been revealed, the consort has been dropped. So it's just referring to her as Queen Camilla, which is something that's been done with all of the queen consorts in the past upon the coronation. Yeah. But a lot of people are like, not my queen. She should always be Queen Consort.
I don't know.
It's about the Diana thing, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, because Queen Consort is her actual title. She's married to the king, but all queen consorts drop the consort part at the coronation, and everybody's saying, no, she should keep the queen consort part.
What's wrong with that picture? The fact that Charles was more or less, I always made him out to be the bad guy, kind of, because he married Diana. He didn't really love her, but he was kind of forced into it by the reality.
Yeah, he was with
Camilla first. Yeah. So why didn't he marry? I guess I lost that page in the book. Why didn't he just marry her instead of marrying Diana?
I don't believe that that relationship was accepted. I think it was one of those things where now how it's referred to as the firm, that Diana was the better choice or something along the lines. Because when he met, when King Charles met Diana, he was actually dating her sister at the time.
Really?
And when she was much younger, yeah.
Okay. All right, there's a hoot and a holler and an explosion outside Buckingham Palace. Story of a man carrying a suspicious bag that he threw over the gate. And then he was arrested. Police say he threw what they believe to be shotgun cartridges onto the palace grounds. That's a pretty high fence if you look at it, Buckingham Palace. He had to have a good arm. Anyway, he was arrested. Authorities say they used a controlled explosion to eliminate what they say was this suspicious bag. So there's going to be all kinds of nutbirds around for the coronation this week. You can be sure of that. The security, they're bringing in security from all around the world because there are nuts in the world. There are crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts, right? They are. Look at this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Please continue.
Here's the story of this teenager who, you know, we think this is in America. In Serbia, a teenage shooter killed 8 children at a school. 8 children at a school. Belgrade in Serbia. This guy just opens up fire. And the 8 children, school guard also were killed. They did arrest him. There were other people that were shot that were hospitalized. And you look around and it looks like if you didn't know it wasn't America, you'd think by looking at the pictures that it was America. You can see the children running out of the back door of the school. This kid was a student of the school back a while ago.
He's 14.
He used his father's gun. And so what in the world? It isn't just here. As much as we look at the craziness, this kind of crazy stuff happens all over the world. And it shows you the danger posed by having all of these weapons all over the place. And I don't, you know, all of you people who love guns. I had dinner last night with some neighbors and friends who have a place in Colorado. And they have a 700-acre farm in a place way, they're like 2.5 hours away from anything. And everybody in town, this fellow says, they all are friends and stuff, but they are the only, these two, this husband and wife, only two people in town that don't have guns. And he said they all have AK-47s. They're all armed up to the teeth. And you wonder what, so why? And then people say, oh, well, because if the government tries to take over, we'll be here to save the country. Okay. Let's hope that doesn't ever happen. 48 after the hour.
Tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. That's 800-504-1123.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit
heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
For us now to join in the ranks to check into the brain that is Warren Eckstein. I think he told me that he had the biggest brain anywhere that it was ever. Who told you that?
It barely fits in my head, Doctor.
Now, that I'm sure. Warren Eckstein, the pet show, been on the air for a long time. What a wonderful place. Spend a couple of hours. If you love your dog, your cat, I posted, if you go to my Facebook page, Warren, Facebook.com/Doug7, although I think we posted it also on the Good Day Facebook page, picture of Daisy looking up at the camera. And my feelings and thoughts about Daisy are there. And I said to Jerry, I'd have a contest. Don't you do on your program that's on the air, many of the same stations that carry this program carry you on the weekend. Do you ever do contests that get people to send in pictures of their pet?
I don't. And, you know, there's reasons I don't do that is because, quite honestly, everyone thinks that their dog or their cat is by far the best.
Well, of course.
So, in other words, if I make a decision, well, you know, I like this cat better than that cat, then I'm in big trouble. So
big
I kind of play the I'm like a politician when it comes to the better one.
So, speaking of big trouble, do you see the story in Florida where this python, this trapper, was able to get a hold in the Everglades region of this huge python? It's gotten tens of thousands of views on YouTube. This guy is what he calls himself an invasive species hunter. His name is Mike Kimmel. He's the python cowboy. He found an invasive female python, Burmese python, and grabbed it by the neck. It was 16 feet long, weighed 50 pounds. He dragged it out of a swamp, and he was heard yelling, "Good dog! Hey, she's strong! This is a big snake, guys! Who in the world is nuts enough to do that?"
You know, there's a whole art to handling snakes. They, you know, when they grab them behind, it's called cupping, and you got to be really, really quick, and you only get one shot at it, believe me.
Right.
And that's part of the problem. People will get an exotic pet, whether it be, a snake or some other type of pet, and then, you know, it gets bigger. What's it going to get smaller? Of course it's going to get bigger, and then they release it, and now look, Florida's being invaded by pythons and other types of snakes as well that are not native just because people bought them as pets and then release them into the wild. I don't get people like that. This doesn't make no sense. And now they're destroying the normal everyday species that live in that area, like the Everglades.
Yep. Okay, here's a note in the medical research department. This is a focus on pets and how they help people quit smoking. How in the world do you suppose that happens?
It's guilt. We
really?
Realize now that secondhand smoke affects our pets as much as it affects people and kids. So it's a guilt factor. And believe me, it's so easy to guilt people when it comes to their pets. So the smoking is a big... You know, speaking of that, it's kind of interesting. The first time ever, recreational drugs made the ASPCA Animal Poison Control List as the top 10 toxins for pets. Big increase in cannabis toxicity compared with 5 years ago, based on you know what it is. People, I don't care if you want. People do what you want to do. But what happens now, especially in the cities, is people might be smoking pot and they'll throw the tip of it on the floor.
Yeah,
and then the dog will pick it up and eat it. And you know,
that's happened to my son's dog walking around West Hollywood, having two or three times. Crazy.
You can't walk around West Hollywood without getting high. It just doesn't happen.
Just standing around. Exist. Right. The rescuers that saved this raccoon stuck in a peanut butter jar. And the headline reads, "Raccoons saved from sticky situation." So, anyway, a story in a Facebook post, homeowner spotting this raccoon. And, of course, as soon as it was shared, it was all over the place. Head first in the peanut butter jar. Well, you know, raccoons do that. They get into your garbage.
Yeah, I saw something the other day that I never saw before. I was in a pretty rural area, and I saw a herd of raccoons. I've never seen that before. There must have been at least a dozen raccoons all together running across the field. I never saw that before.
Wow. Here's something else you probably never saw. This is jaw-dropping. And talk about fortunate, a lady who was in late-stage renal failure, her life was saved after her dog found a kidney donor smelling. Isn't this amazing? The dog knows the smell of the lady, and so the dog finds a kidney donor on a beach.
Wow.
The odds are 1 in 22 million that this would be a perfect match.
Yeah, I'd give that dog an extra biscuit that night.
I think, can you imagine that, though?
Unbelievable. Well, their nose is amazing. We'll talk about that. The dog's nose. We'll talk about the olfactory. That's my specialty in a week.
All right. Dog's nose is up next with Warren here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.